T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Another great musician who's checked in today. Many, many musicians have checked in today, but it's Mr. Nuno Betancourt.
Nuno!
Man, you got me, right?
Well,
yeah, okay,
we got
good.
You now.
Oh, good, okay.
How are you?
How are you doing, man? I can't believe I get this call and it was this sad news. I had no idea. I got family texting me all morning saying, "Hey, you got to call in," and they're, you know, it's over. They're leaving. They're packing up. I'm like, nah, can't be.
Yeah,
can't be. But I guess it's happening, eh?
Yep. 12 o'clock tonight. We'll pull the plug and then we'll pop the corks and just drink until we start hearing the music in our heads on our own.
drink until the Christians kick you out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll just keep it going. But we really appreciate you checking in. You know, Gary called earlier, and we were saying, you know, the connection between Extreme and WAAF over the years.
It goes back so far.
Yeah, you've done so many great events with us and come up in the studio and made such great music. And we appreciate that support over the years.
Listen, I mean, it's you guys were the ones, you know. You were the ones that even as we were, before we ever even had a record deal, you know, we always, I would have never told you this at the time, but it was always, you know, it was a dream to be heard on AAF. That was the station we chose. It was never BCN. It was AAF, and because you guys played all the cool stuff. And you know, for me, I always knew, you know, being in local bands even before Extreme, I'm like, one day I'm gonna be in that studio. And I didn't know. I never would have dreamed that the first time I was ever in the WAAF studios, my dream came true. I was cleaning your toilet.
Yeah.
And vacuuming.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we all started, you know, here.
Dreams start in peculiar ways. But yeah, my brother had a cleaning company and he goes, I used to do the graveyard shift with him. I actually used to clean and vacuum. And I'm like, wow, I'm finally in the AAF studio.
Okay. Hey, listen, they're going to have us cleaning the toilets at 12:05.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
But then I remember going in there and thinking, like, and seeing, you know, I could never go into the control rooms and, you know, that sort of mythology that goes on in there and hearing, you know, everybody's voices on the radio. And man, I think when you're on tour and you're going through different cities and you're hearing your tracks on the radio, it's always exciting, but there's nothing ever more exciting than when you kind of cross state lines and you come home. And the first time, especially that we heard, I think I heard Kid Ego was the song the first time I ever heard on AAF. That was pretty insane. That was like one of the most exciting days of my life to actually, there it was, you know, being from there and listening to it your whole life. And then finally going, now you're on the air. It was, and you guys were the one that supported us all the time. So I appreciate it. And it's a sad day, but I don't know. Had a lot of good memories. A lot of good memories.
Yeah, and that's what we're concentrating on. You know, we're not here to rip anyone or say, you know, this should have been done or that should have been done. We're here to just celebrate the, you know, the 50 years that this station's been on the air. I think Sully said it best earlier, and Brent also said it. You got to look back on that time, and it was just a great time. We had such a great time here, and that's what we got to focus on. You know,
so. Tom Hamilton from Aerosmith said the same thing about hearing his song on the radio the first time. Like, you know, it's got to be such a powerful thing when you're a musician to just, you know, turn the radio on and there you are.
Yeah,
it is, because, you know, as for you guys that are on the air, you know, that you do it for a living, and for us, as you know, getting a record deal is great. That's like that's difficult enough as it is. But that time that you hear you on the radio in your car, and it's not not only that, alongside the bands that you love as well, you're in between acts and artists that you can't believe that you're on the air. But when it's your station, your hometown station, that moment encapsulates everything. There is nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Well, you guys have always helped us with, you know, whatever we wanted to do, whatever crazy ideas, whatever charity events. I mean, you know, you're such a huge part of WAF and for so long.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the difference between when we talk about going to radio stations and then going to see family. You know, when we ever got a call to be on AF or go do anything, it was family. It was our hometown family, so it never felt like, we're going to go do promotion or we got to go do an interview with. I mean, there was some stations me and Gary would walk into when we were promoting More Than Words and these morning shows, and we'd walk in and do one after the other, and the guy'd go like, yeah, we got Nuno and Jerry with me, and Gary go, no, it's Gary. He goes, all right, Ralph, yeah, great. He wouldn't even know.
Nuno and Jerry.
Yeah, and so it was home. You knew you were, it was our safe zone, you know, but we always felt very, we always felt very lucky to actually have a station like you guys back there that always supported us. And whenever we would do a hometown show, we couldn't wait to, whether it was Greg, whether it was, you know, Mistress Carrie, whether it was you, anybody would come to the shows and host the shows. It just felt like family always. And it would all, you know, like you said, it'll always feel that way. You don't lose that stuff. Those were the best days of our lives, actually. You know, especially the early days, you never get those back. So they'll always be there, always be with us. Right?
Hey, it's Greg. I just walked in, and there's one caveat, which is that if we wanted you to do something, we had to give you some sort of hockey-related item, like Bruins tickets or something like that.
Really? Am I getting... You mean, wait, I'm going to see the Bruins. They're playing the L.A. Kings soon, so I already got tickets.
Oh, you're all set. You're already hooked up. You're already all set. We had a pretty good street hockey game. You remember that?
We did. Do you remember that, man? You know, that's when I realized that guys that play ice hockey, players, can't run. I remember when I was watching Neely, Cam Neely, trying to, like, play deck hockey, and it was so bizarre. His feet were like curled in as if he was trying to skate and run at the same time. It was kind of sad, but it was pretty fun. Yeah, we had softball, we had some hockey, we had a lot of great days, man.
Well, that softball game was my first day at WAAF as an intern, and I remember when we pulled into the Rock Bus in Hudson, there were 3,500 people. They were banging on the walls of the Rock Bus. And then just before the AAF DJs versus Extreme were going to take the field, our engineer went to go put a tent up above the broadcast equipment and hit the sprinkler line for the field and flooded the field. And that,
you know,
that guy still works
that.
Here. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, you're on the air, it's, you know, my first day and my last day, it's like...
And you're wearing the shirt?
And I got the shirt on, dude! Yeah. I still kept it!
It's got the baseball jersey going. Oh, man.
Well, nice. I think, believe it or not, I think I still have that one. It's back in Hudson somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
Can I ask you a question? Because you guys have toured the world, and we've always talked about the AAF logo being like a badge of honor. And you guys have gone everywhere. Do you remember a time where you were super far away from home and you saw somebody with the AAF logo on?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I mean, there will always be... The cool thing about touring is, I mean, I was in... I think I was in Tokyo. I'm not even kidding. I think it was in Tokyo. And we were at a bar after the show. And there was a dude that was... grew up in Marlboro. And I picked him out of the crowd because they had us in a little VIP area. And I did a double take and he had an AAF shirt on.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I literally just jumped out. I was, you know, jumped out of the area and I went to grab him. And he goes, yeah, I'm from Marlboro. I'm teaching out here. I teach English out here to kids, you know, that come in, you know, American families that come and live here to work. And he had an AF shirt in Tokyo.
That's awesome.
That's why everybody's got to save these shirts. If you got them, wear them.
Yeah, wear them.
Wear them proud.
You know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Nuno, thank you so much for checking in with us today. We really appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for you and the guys in Extreme for, you know, playing with us and having fun and playing sports with us and, you know, helping us with events and making great music. We really appreciate it, man.
Listen, I'm honored that you have me on there. I've always been honored to be on the air there because I never took that for granted. You know, when you, like you were saying earlier, I was listening to you guys while I was waiting. You saying you don't, before you work there, that's what you grow up on, and you never take for granted any of the moments that we've had. I'm sure listeners feel the same way when whenever they were on the air, you take a call. It's special, and you never lose that excitement. You never lose that feeling that you have. So, hey, you know what? We have a new Extreme album. We're just finishing up. Honest to God, maybe three days ago, I was talking about how, man, I can't wait till we wrap this up. We got to do something on the air at AF and like kind of unleash these tracks and do like an album listening thing. But man,
I can do one in my car, Nuno.
Yeah, we'll spin some
tracks in the car. Yeah, exactly.
Well, then you guys are playing with Aerosmith at Fenway.
Yeah,
I know.
We already hit up Tom Hamilton and Gary. Can you help get us some tickets too?
Listen, I know Paul Gary as well, so I think we can work that out.
All right, Nuno, thank you so much.
We better have a bit of a drink there, man. We have a little bit of a... I need my closure.
Yes.
You guys are having the closure. You're crying on the air. I need to cry a little bit. So you guys hope to see you there, and let's have a drink.
We would love it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nuno. Nuno Bettencourt. Thanks a lot, man. Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.